What I remember about the project particularly, I suppose, is, and most people will say this, is the feeling you get when you dig something up that you know has been buried for 2,000 years, and you think about how it came to be there, why it's there, in fact. I tended throughout the dig to be digging and recording. Some of the others were pot washing and so forth. Through the dig itself, so I was digging and recording, I remember some particular finds, like pieces of samium that have been repaired, and you wonder if they're repaired because it's expensive or because it had sentimental value for the people who've had it repaired. And one other thing, I found a piece of samium which had been ground down, presumably on a bit of stone, to make a gaming counter. So you wonder what they were playing with that at the time. So they were sort of specific little bits. Oh, also found a lovely glass bead, which is not very often found. In the dig itself, it was very much digging and recording. The aftermath of the dig, we had to sort the finds, because they were all recorded and in bags, sort them, weigh them, classify them, so that later on the archaeologists could then start interpreting things and seeing where they occurred on the site, which of course is important. And as an aftermath, actually, we later on had the job of washing finds from Nantwich, because we were the expert washers, I suppose, or they couldn't get volunteers from Nantwich to do it. There was those aspects. There's also, over time, you build up a team and a team spirit. There were a lot of us there for most of the time, so you get that sort of team spirit, and that was very nice. I know that one thing it took a while to realise, and it took me quite a while, we'd be digging away, and after a couple of days, you'd smell something decomposing. At first we thought, oh, we must have a burial. And it only occurred to me months later that you're chopping worms in half as you're doing it, and all these worms are rotting in the soil. I also took home some of the water, because some of the digs flooded, and I boiled them out down to a residue at home and tasted it, but there was no salt in it, so our bit wasn't a brine spring, our bit was just residential. So really, that's sort of a summary of what the dig meant to me and the enjoyment I got from it.